All right, this is I'm gonna bring Karen into this because I've been curious about this one.
Once upon a time, in an enchanted kingdom, there was a beautiful princess. With skin as white as snow and hair as black as night.
La la la.
Her hair is not black, it's raven, and she's 18 years old, and her skin has never seen the sun, so of course it's good.
It's not your grandma, Snow White.
Oh, no, it is. As a matter of fact, if you'd let that roll a little longer, it would have said, experience the untold adventures of Snow White, which makes me giggle because it says untold, and it's about Snow White, Prince Charming, Seven Dwarves, that stuff.
The stuff untold. That's been told, yeah.
Yeah, a billion times. So I was a little skeptical going in because I'm like, I'm not a big fan of dwarves. I don't like the little people in my movies. It's just a thing. And they tell you right up front there's going to be seven of them. So you know that that's going to be something. If I'm not into that, yeah, you well, better get
don't
get
sell them but, short, Karen.
I love you. Well, get this. You're going to love this if you love that. So it stars Lily Collins, the daughter of Phil Collins, who also makes a cameo as the eighth dwarf Drummy. Huh?
Okay, no, that's untold.
That's just for me. But she's very lovely as Snow White, and she does a really great Audrey Tautou impersonation. I don't know if that ever is something anyone ever needs to see, but with the one eyebrow and the big eyes, she has that going on. But the best part, of course, because I love her to death, is Julia Roberts, who is hysterical and nails it as the evil queen. She's understated but evil and sexy, and she's a little milfy in this. So one day, yeah, right? So the magic mirror.
Are you allowed to say that on the air?
Well, I'm milfy, so I... Yeah.
Right? But one day she finds out she's not the fairest, so she sets out to kill Snow White, which I think is a great idea. And then we get to watch that. But the best part, and this part I didn't even know about, like going into the movie, I don't know why I wasn't thinking. Armie Hammer, who is fantastically gorgeous, he plays Prince Charming, and he was just so yummy in this movie. It was ridiculous. And then I just thought to myself, they missed a perfect opportunity because the producers of this movie could have, like, Winklevossed him and made him a twin like they did in The Social Network. Then we would have as many Prince Charmings as we wanted, which is
all right.
Speaking
of Prince Charming, we've got just a few seconds. Let's just let Paul have the final word there, Paul.
And, Paul, yeah, we're talking about you real quick. Talk to us about Salmon Fishing Into the Yemen because I saw this trailer ahead of The Descendants, and it really looked intriguing.
Well, do you like a lot of Yemen in your movies?
I guess.
This one is funny, but it's about a sheik who wants to bring a salmon and build a giant lake so he can fish in the Yemen, the middle of the desert. So he has tons of money, and I don't know how excited you are to see one of these oil baron guys with tons of money succeed at anything. So that part's a little stumbling block right out of the gate. But the film is from CBS Films, and if you remember CBS's old lineup of Touched by an Angel and those type of movies,
right.
It kind of has that that sort of lukewarmness about it. It's a romantic comedy, but it's kind of acted out by a bunch of people who know they're in a romantic comedy. So it's kind
it's
of
like an after-school special movie.
An after-school special. So we've got to go because we're out of time, but if we're going to choose this weekend, I think we're going for Mirror, Mirror.
Mirror, Mirror! Winklevoss twins.
All right.
I defer to my wife
Karen.
On all things Julia Roberts.
That's all right. No reflection on you, Paul.
Paul Preston and Karen Wolfe, the movie people at themovieguys.net. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Is 3:19 at News 92 FM.